Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to flip the switch. The Rabbit Ears Broadcasting Network is on the air.
Has anybody got the guts?
But you are something, let me tell you. You are really something.
I don't like putting my television on in the living room. I only do it maybe odd days, like you said, because I don't want to burn out the bowl.
Light on this, like giving me a bottle of water and leave the water out of it.
So what will you do, though? So, if you put your pants.
Because our opinion is all that matters.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
So in the scope of the universe, how is that, what, how does that even matter?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Welcome to the 2G Show.
Welcome to the 2G Show, July 11, 2015. We're glad you joined us here on the Blog Talk Radio Station. This is MG, I'm your co-host. Of course, I'm joined each and every show. He's capable, he's funny. It's Gigi. How you doing, G?
What do you say? What do you hear?
All right, G, I cut the music short. We got a lot to do today. Get business out of the way real quick. We've been off the air for about 3 weeks. Numbers, you want to get on the show? 619-393-6728. Hit the one button. That makes me see that you want to get on the show, which we want you to do. We're also the chat room, blogtalkradio.com /the2Gs. We're in the chat room. We got a lot to talk about. G, let's get going.
All right, we do got a lot to talk about, so I'm going to get right into it. You know, we always do our obituaries. So I'm just going to go real quick through these. Roger Reeves, 71, from Cheers. Omar Sharif, one of the greatest actors, passed away this week. And also, Ken Stabler. Ken Stabler, he was 69. He's not in the Hall of Fame, but to me, he's one of the great quarterbacks. I don't care about in football, they got records. Stabler deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. But also, we lost a great member of our family, Aunt Marie. I'm going to just play this song here. And then we'll discuss Aunt Marie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's what you remember, like the little things. For instance, what I remember most is remember when we used to have those Christmas dinners, and Uncle Joey, Dad, and Uncle Vincent used to sit on the top of the table. They're always eating. And we used to sit in the back end. And, of course, you know, I loved that fish dinner and everything. And I don't know why I remember this, but I think Aunt Marie didn't like the fish. But when she was down here recently, she said she did. But she would always put the extra on her plate. And when I was done, she used to give me her food. It's funny what you remember, you know?
I know. There's so many things I remember because, you know, growing up, I was John and Jeff were about the same age, so I'd be over there a lot, you know. But there's just so many things I remember. I used to fool around a lot. The last time I seen her, what's with that music going on? And on? Anyway, we would go out. And she would say, I got to sit next to him. Because, you know, I'd be acting crazy. She'd go, I got to sit next to him. And the big thing was, she always played Aunt Sarah as my favorite aunt. And I kept bringing that up. And I love Aunt Sarah. But Aunt Marie really was probably my favorite aunt. I mean, just so many memories of Aunt Marie. It's kind of shocking. I still really can't wrap my head around it. So I'm glad we got to see her. She came down here for a month and a half. But I'm just...
No,
I'm still in shock about the whole thing. So I'm gonna miss it.
I remember that it was one of your birthdays, and you ordered you wanted sauerkraut and some kind of pork that Aunt Marie makes. And I was making a joke about that, you know. I couldn't even order that, you know. I mean, if I was going out and sell some money on your death row or whatever, what would be your last meal? I don't think that ever would come up. I remember I was making fun.
Yeah, the roast pork.
Yeah, was that the roast pork and the sauerkraut? What was it, sauerkraut?
Yeah, the sauerkraut, yeah.
But there's
one more thing I got to get in. I remember when she used to get on me because of my age. I used to lie about my age constantly. And I think I was like 27. And I was dating this girl, Mary, and you met her before in California. She was about 22. But I was lying about my age. Don't ask me why I was doing that. I think I was telling her I was 24, 25. Anyway, I was on the phone, and Marie always sent me a birthday card with my age. She was my godmother. She said, and she put happy 27th birthday on there. And Mary happened to read it and took off, and the relationship was never the same after that. So.
And lying's never good. And I remember she goes, I'm going to try some of that. And I tried it. I'm eating the roast pork, and, you know. And she goes, you're not going to like that, you know. And she wasn't offended. I was making fun of her, you know. She would never be offended. But it turned out to be good. I have to admit, it was pretty good. And she thought I was just, you know, you're just saying that. I said, no. It's the truth, and the stuff is, it was pretty good. But again, probably not one of the things I would order, but it turned out to be pretty good. But you never got offended about nothing, you know?
No, I really know. Absolutely not. So, very dumb. I've been doing a whole show
about
that.
The football with Uncle Johnny?
Oh, I wish we could bring that up. Maybe I'll ask Buddy one time if she can find that. But yeah, we were on the only time she's ever been on this show, and I didn't plan it. Was I was complaining and making a big fun about the New York the football pool that Bill and Camille run, and she told me, I said, the New York is the East Coast number win, and she said, well, Uncle Johnny won, and I said, Uncle Johnny, what does he know about football? Well, boom, Aunt Marie, the only show she's ever listened to by herself, she picked up the phone, and I was speechless.
Hey, Michael, I'm on the phone.
So
but they gotta go
very hard to very hard to believe. Very hard to believe.
We're gonna miss you. Rest in peace, Aunt Marie.
Rest in peace, Aunt Marie. I could do a whole show on that. Absolutely, she was very very loved in this family, and everyone's shocked. So rest in peace. We'll miss you. It's hard to segue from that to, you know, because, you know, it's very hard to do that. But we got a show. But I got to say something. We're going to do like a rapid fire because we got about 20 minutes. And one thing I want to talk about real quick, I don't know if you follow the news, which you probably have, but there's a beautiful woman in San Francisco, 30 years old, gets shot and killed by an illegal immigrant. This guy, brother, has been in this country and deported six times for felonies and other charges. He went back to San Francisco because he said, I knew I wouldn't be deported. He went back to San Francisco, was held there by the sheriff, and then released instead of being sent back to the federal agents. This guy goes and kills this beautiful young woman. I don't understand it. Donald Trump, to me, you can like him, hate him, whatever you want to say about him. He's the only one that has the guts to say, I believe the truth, because he's not a politician. So I had to get that out, brother. Tragic story.
Very tragic. And everybody who's involved about letting this guy back in the country, not doing them, they should also be arrested for this, because it's a horrible story. And I tell you something, people might not like Donald Trump. I'm one of the guys who do like Donald Trump.
I do.
Because he speaks his mind. He's not political. He doesn't. All this political correct is getting us in a lot of trouble. It's about time we stand for something.
Thank you.
And I'm with you on the Trump. And we also need a businessman to run this country.
You.
I've said it over and over again. Enough with the politicians. We
thank
need a
you.
Business guy to run this country.
Thank you. And thank you, brother. Now, we'll go on from that because we want to go into sports. But I will say this because we got a lot of time to talk about Trump. People say, well, he's a millionaire or billionaire. He don't care about people. Let me just make this real quick. Every politician, including the Clintons and the Bushes, brother, are wealthy people. Okay? I don't care if you have $6 billion or you have $100 million. They're all wealthy. Every single one of them in that race are wealthy. So I don't want to hear he's got so much money he don't care about people. I don't want to hear that. They're all wealthy, brother. All those politicians are wealthy, brother. All of them. So we'll move on from there, brother. Let's go on to some little lighter stuff. Well, not really lighter stuff for us. Football. Here we go again, brother. I want you to address this. We have a guy in our defense who started off great in his young career, and then he had back trouble. But we were depending upon this guy, JPP. And he gets stupid, lights off fireworks, one of his fingers is amputated, and now we don't know what's going on. Speak to that.
First of all, JP, even though he started off slow, he had a great second half last year. He's one of our big-time guys on the Giants. We need him for that, Spagnuolo's new defense. I don't understand these guys, okay? You have $50 million on the table that you're ready to sign, okay? You're ready to sign. I would lock myself in a padded room, okay? During this July and until the end of the season, I would not want to do anything to jeopardize my earnings. I'm young. Football is not a long career. When you're 30-something, 35 years, then you go blow yourself up. I don't care. But I don't understand why they put themselves in this kind of danger over and over again. It doesn't make no sense. You want to buy fireworks, fine. You have somebody shoot them off for you.
Yeah,
I mean, the risk is unbelievable. I mean, I just don't understand these guys. I wouldn't do no fireworks, or skiing, or jumping out of planes. I'll do that when my career is over because I'm still going to be young enough to do it. I just don't get it, brother.
Brother, I don't get it either, and you're right. You got all that money, have someone set them all for you. Real quick before we move on, I mean, the Giants are trying to talk to this guy, and the Giants are a class organization. I don't just say that because I'm a fan. I talk about the Mets and the Knicks, and they have bad ownership. The Giant ownership is one of the best in all of sports, one of the best in all of sports. They wanted to talk to this guy and see how he was doing, and he would not let them go in there. I mean, now, what do you do now, brother? I mean, what do you do now? Do you sign this guy? I mean, what do you do? Oh, cut your losses and move on.
Okay, well, first of all, if he does sign this contract, he's got to go through a physical. That's part of football.
Right.
So one way or another,
right,
he's going to have to address the problem, JPP. He's going to have to address it because you don't sign a contract without getting a physical. And that's when the Giants probably see it. They're very disrespectful to the Giant organization. You know what I mean? Respectful to the Giant organization.
I think so. And I will say this before we move on. This is why you appreciate a guy like Eli Manning, okay? I have my issues with him sometimes. I don't know where to stand with him. He's an enigma to me. But here's a guy who is he's like Jeter to me, okay? Like Jeter. a guy who goes about his business in the greatest city in the world, the most sports. How would you say this? I mean, the spotlight is constantly on you, and Eli Manning goes to his business and never hear a peep about this guy. And that's what I appreciate so much about Eli Manning.
Exactly. You know, besides all the numbers or the industry, whatever, this guy here knows how to, you know, football is the number one sport in this country, and he's on one of the best organizations ever, and he's a stand-up guy. He never backs down to the press. He'll say out, come out, and do what he has to do. He's a great example, and everybody should follow his damn lead.
Absolutely, brother. Okay, but I can go on and on. So much things. Let's move on because we're like a rapid fire here. NBA free agency. Let's talk about that real quick. Our Knicks. I don't know what I was expecting this time around. I'm not. I don't know about the draft pick. I never talked to you about that. I mean, people going all over this guy. I haven't seen this guy play, so I don't know if this guy is a good, bad. As far as free agency, nobody wants to come here. You're 17 wins. Nobody wants to come here. So I don't know if I think they did the best they possibly could with free agency. Any thoughts on NBA, free agency, the Knicks in particular?
You know, it's crazy. I don't know how it happened, but the players are running the league in basketball. Out of all the sports leagues, the basketball, the players are running. Nobody wants to come to the Knicks. Who the hell wants to play for that? The worst owner in freaking professional football, professional sports. He's the worst owner, okay?
Nah.
Not only that, it's now instant gratification. Everybody wants to go straight to a winner, and you're not going to have that with the Knicks, you know? And I'm starting to believe, you know, that no one wants to play with Carmelo Anthony, even though they're all friends out on the boat and everything. But the pressure, if you can go anywhere you want, make the same amount of money, and have to deal with the stupid owner that we got and the press, you're going to go to a San Antonio, you know, an Oklahoma, you know, you're going to go to those. You're making the same amount of money. Your brand is out there anyway with social media. You know, you don't have to go to New York to become a star anymore. So right now, as I said, this is totally the instant gratification. They want to go to a winner and win right away.
Well, you're right on the money with that. Let me ask you a quick question about this, too. You brought up Carmelo Anthony. Do you have a problem? Years ago, people disliked each other, you know, back in the 70s, 60s, 70s, even in the 80s, you know, Bird. Do you have a problem with these guys, Carmelo, Wade, Chris Paul and LeBron on a boat, clicking glasses of wine? You think it takes away from the edge a little bit? Do you like your stars doing that?
Of course it takes away from the edge. You got to have a little hatred for your opponent. You know? You're a big deal. I lost to a friend of mine. I can't stand it. I really can't stand it. I'm hanging out. If they're hanging out, you know, unfortunately, now that we know everything, don't let me know about it. It does get me aggravated. Because it does. You lose your edge. You need that hatred in there. And I'm not saying really hate, but you know what I mean. To compete.
I know what you mean. Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't get, Jordan with Bill Laimbeer or Jordan with, you may say hi to people in the offseason. You may do maybe a charity event with them. But to go out with these people, I don't know. I think it takes away a little of the edge as well. Let's move on. All-Star game coming up. Baseball, are you happy? And the Yankees got three guys in there. A-Rod was, they say, snubbed. But every year people are snubbed. Any thoughts on the All-Star game coming up?
First of all, A-Rod wasn't snubbed, okay? I mean, I'm a Yankee fan, you know that. He's having great numbers.
Yep.
But you're just going to have the DH, you know. You got Fielder and you got Cruz who are having better numbers than he did. But if you want baseball and you want people to talk about your sport, which is one thing baseball does not do, I mean, they don't advertise very well. That's why it's losing its viewership. You would have put A-Rod on there, whether good or bad, people would have been talking about baseball. And that's the only reason why I would have put him in there, second of all. But I'm glad, Brett Gardner got in. You know, he's my favorite player on that team, Gordy. I'm glad he got there. Patanzas, of course, and the Sherry. I mean, he's leading the American League in the RBIs. That's no no-brainer. The only thing is McCann, who's better than Martin of Toronto. But I got three guys in there. I'm not complaining. How about you with the Mets?
I'm fine with it. I mean, I'm glad DeGrom. I mean, too, that was going on in his case earlier in the year, thinking that he stinks. It was a fluke. He's turned out to be the best Met pitcher. Familia, yeah, he could go. But again, a lot of people can go. But I think he could make a case for him. Other than that, brother, who else are you going to put in that team?
I'm aggravated that Harvey, even though I'm not a Met fan, I mean, I'm aggravated that Harvey is not going to because of the recent he's the face of the Mets, I believe, even though DeGrom is pitching great. And it would have been nice to see him having a good year.
Yeah, and it's not like a decent year. I think it gets in their heads about this hitting and all this stuff. And real quick, I disagree with the worst owner in sports. I think Dolan's probably in top two, three, but I think the Wilpons are the worst. Dolan will spend money at least. He'll meddle, but he'll spend. The Wilpons are the worst. And again, the medical staff. Everybody goes on the DL for 10 days, 1 day, 15 days, always goes worse. I don't know who they have in the medical staff there, but they stink.
Carlos Beltran still has a little Met in him because this guy here, he plays three games and he's out again.
Yeah, that's exactly. I'm glad that I root for the Yankees if they're not playing the Mets. But Beltran I can't root for. I know maybe it's unjustified. Can't stand the guy, but he's soft in my opinion. Hockey players are playing on broken ankles and groins. I don't want to hear it. But real quick, this really wasn't on our list. It's ESPN. They're always politically correct. I'm sick of them. I'm sick of why is Bruce Jenner being nominated with a courageous award? I understand you got cancer, you're fighting it, you're doing something. Why is this guy, like Tim Tebow, I'm not a religious person, but he stands for what he believes in and does a lot of good. Why is a guy who's having a sex change operation being honored at ESPN?
You know, because ESPN wants to have that good feel story, you know. And that's why it most courageous. You know, who's courageous? Those people fighting in Afghanistan, Iraq.
Yep.
You know, who put their lives on the line? The firemen, the policemen. Those guys are courageous. This is not a courageous act. I mean, and I don't understand it either. They always like these heartfelt stories to get to tug at your throat, your heart. There, you know what I mean? And you want to say that he was maybe a little brave doing this, not courageous. I don't believe he's been courageous in doing this.
I agree with you, brother. We're on the same page today. ESPN to me is a fraud. I mean, absolute fraud. Thank God you got me into a different football pregame show. Thank God for that. And I can't stand ESPN. Another thing that was on about quick fire. How bad is tennis? Years ago, you had in women's tennis, you had Martina and Chris Evert going at it. Then you had Monica Seles, Hingis, Sabatini. It's so boring. I give a lot of credit to Serena Williams, a lot of credit to that woman. I don't like her, but how boring is that? Tennis, brother, real quick, you don't have to respond. Tennis is boring.
Let me tell you something. Serena Williams, I got to give her, is one of the greatest athletes of all. This woman is unbelievable in the tennis world.
I agree.
What's making it exciting is her winning these things and going for a Grand Slam, which we haven't seen in a long time. But you're absolutely right. I mean, there's nothing going on in the women's tennis anymore. It's just Serena,
nothing.
That's it. Everybody else is really a fraud. It's, they lose the moment they go onto that court, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
They lose.
I agree. Sharapova, you're one of the top players in the world, and you lose 17 straight times. Let's move on from there. Rapid fire. Let's switch gears. But Game of Thrones, one of our favorite shows, great show, ended season 5. Let me tell you, the last two episodes were phenomenal. Phenomenal. Unbelievable. One thing I'm a little disgusted with, I do like when my stars die, but you're taking it too far. Yeah, I don't want Rick dying in The Walking Dead or Daryl. I don't want Jon Snow dying in season. Oh, I gave it away. Sorry. But an unbelievable season. Unbelievable season, brother.
Well, in a way, you gave it away, but it's been 3-4 weeks, so I got to understand. That make an honest mistake like that. Oh, yeah, it's phenomenal. And you are right. I mean, after a while, you want some of the stars that are on that show to be there, you know. And not only that, I'm sick of the Stark family is constantly being picked on. It annoys me.
True.
Annoys me. And I was not, I mean, the I can't even remember her name now. The older sister.
Yeah, well, I can't remember her name either. Yeah, I can't remember her name either. But she jumped off the
Sansa.
Was
it Sansa?
Yeah.
So aggravated what they did to her in the show. It just bothered the hell out of me. And I don't know, they show Snow, but this talk on I don't read it. You know, every time I go on Yahoo, there's things about what's going to happen to Jon Snow. Maybe he's not dead. I don't know. So I guess we'll have to wait until next season to find out.
Yeah, it's a fabulous show. Thank you. You got me into that show. We're getting down to the last 5 minutes here, but keep going along rapid fire. Another one of our shows. Let's go. Big Brother's on, brother. AGT's on. Master Chef. Spin the wheel. Pick one to start off with.
Well, on Big Brother, okay, once again, there's a big news on there because you got a transgender on there. And usually, you know, I really don't care what these, you know, about anything. But there's one person that really annoys me on Big Brother. But it's still, you know, still gets to me when I watch the show. It's not getting old to me. It always, every time it's on there with the new people going on the show, it's always fresh. And I don't know. I'm still contemplating about the twist of the game. I guess I like it, you know, because it makes it a little different. But I'll have to see what happens in the upcoming, you know, shows.
But I like the twist. It does keep it fresh, but I get suspicious with the twist. Like, I like Day. I want her to stay. But you're telling me she's the one that got the telephone thing. It makes me suspicious when they do these twists, and I can't control. I don't know who's who. If you just keep it the way it was, you know, and the way it originally was, it's more believable. Sometimes I don't know if they just put these twists in just to try to make it a little bit more interesting and interrupting the game. I'm not saying they are, but that's my mindset.
But real quickly on America's Got Talent, did you see that guy when he went up the ladder and down the ladder? That old guy looked like Charlie Chaplin.
I didn't care for it.
Oh my God! But I laughed in my head off. It's so funny.
It was fantastic. I have to say, I did what I was laughing. But real quick, going back to AGT, I mean, enough with the choirs. I don't want the church choirs, brother. They're not a Vegas act. It's to me, they're great singers. But to me, go back in church. That's not a million-dollar act. And Howard Stern, I love him. But a guy who drinks 25 or 30 or 120 eggs, that's you can't vote that drill.
I know. It's disgusting anyway, you're watching that. And one other thing, it was kind of funny with those three guys, and then they come out and they sing opera. Even though it's happened before, but it still surprises
I know
you
it.
Every time something like that happens.
But you're telling me you had no idea. I thought I'm telling you, I'm not lying. When those four guys came out, I knew it was opera. I'm telling you, brother, I knew it.
Yeah, you pretty much tell. But it's still, when you see guys schleps like that come out and sing that opera, it's still kind of surprising.
Brother, she's telling me I got 90 seconds left. I don't know how that's possible. 90 seconds, that's what she just told me.
Oh, boy.
So final
90
thoughts.
Seconds, I got it.
Final thoughts.
All right. Once again, Aunt Marie, we miss you. Rest in peace. And we love you. And it's real hard, but I guess we have to move on. Anyway, well, a good job, everybody out there listening on the computes, wherever you're listening to. Adios, muchachos, and everybody. Take care easy.
Okay. Rest in peace, Aunt Marie. I miss you more than you know. We'll be back next week. Time goes fast. Tell your friends. Thanks for listening, and join us next week for GG. This is MG. Good night, America.
Days that I've been spinning, something is missing from my experience.